Electrophysiologic testing is a special type of cardiac catheterization that evaluates the electrical system of the heart. In brief, catheters are inserted into veins, usually the femoral veins, and positioned under fluoroscopic guidance into various areas of the heart. The catheters within the heart record electrical activity, and they are also used to pace the heart. During electrophysiologic study, the electrophysiologist evaluates the function of the normal conducting system and also tries to initiate tachycardia, either supraventricular or ventricular tachycardia, with various pacing tests. It is important to try and correlate the symptoms that the patient has with arrhythmias that are induced in the laboratory, and if a patient has a 12-lead electrocardiogram of a clinical arrhythmia, it is important to be able to document whether or not the arrhythmia induced in the laboratory, especially if it's ventricular tachycardia, is similar to the patient's clinical arrhythmia. Electrophysiologic testing is an extremely useful technique to uncover causes of syncope in patients, especially with heart disease, but not as useful in patients without heart disease. It is important to define mechanisms of tachycardia when they are unknown, such as certain forms of wide complex tachycardia. Patients can undergo electrophysiologic, electropharmacologic testing, wherein a particular drug is tested against an arrhythmia to try and determine whether the drug will be effective in suppressing the arrhythmia. And electrophysiologic testing is critically important if forms of non-pharmacologic treatment are considered, such as radiofrequency catheter ablation, at which a diagnosis is necessary, and then the procedure continues with the ablation